This podcast episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca. That's MLENOW.ca. Did you know that if you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking for $250,000 to $10 million, that's probably the hardest amount of money to try and get in the market? The reason? That amount of money is too much for a bank branch to approve, and it's too small for a corporate banker to take a look at. And this is why Emily Now was created. If you're a business owner and you need financing, create a profile, build a request, and get it out to the bankers that match your profile so that they can respond to you. It's simple, it's easy, and it only takes a few minutes to do. Visit emilynow.ca. Hey everyone, how's it going? Dylan Gallagher here, founder of Emily Now, ready to talk with you about something that hopefully inspires you or gives you hope. Today, you might find the title of this to be somewhat confusing, technically right, but practically wrong. And I'm going to see if I can cash that out a little bit for you by sharing with you some things that are pretty consistent when I talk to individuals that are looking for capital for their business. And sometimes other, technically right, but practically wrong. And maybe I'll start off by sharing a bit of my own story. And so Emily Now, honestly, is an example of being technically right, but practically wrong. When I built Emily 3 years ago as a way to cannibalize my own brokerage business, because I thought there was a better way, and Emily Now is the result of those thoughts, I had built it thinking everyone's going to use it a certain way. You know, step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. And so technically, I was correct, except when we went to launch it in the summer of 2013, I believe, what we discovered was even though I was technically right, nobody was using it the way I thought they were going to. And the main reason for that, now that it's been iterated upon a couple of dozen times, is because I failed to remember that the people using Emily Now a few years ago didn't have the same level of knowledge or experience that I did when I built it. So instead of building it for someone that knows nothing about financing, I had built it assuming that someone would know exactly what they want and who they want it from, and they would have all of their information together. And I mean, if you've used Emily Now recently, I think you'd be surprised to discover that what you can now do in a few minutes, it used to take a few weeks to do through the system. We would ask you lots of questions. We'd have you give us your information. Like we honestly replicated what you were doing with a human being, except that the whole reason I had built Emily Now was to get rid of that part of using a human being and letting technology work so that by the time you needed a human being, it was a higher value interaction. So I can tell you firsthand that being technically right but practically wrong is something that the sooner you learn it, the better off that you're going to be. So how does this relate to financing? Well, I can't tell you how many times I've heard someone say, Dylan, I just need $100,000. Or if you listen to the last video or podcast where this one business going over a cliff was talking to an investor that could give them $500,000 when the truth is they needed something closer to $4 million, you might be technically right in that the $100,000 is going to get you maybe another couple of weeks or another month of operating, but ultimately it doesn't solve anything. And so I hear it all the time. $100,000, I only need short-term working capital. Well, you might be technically right, but practically, let's just assume that it's not enough money. Or how do you know it's enough money? Or what's your plan to get a return on that money? Or how do you use your margin to pay for that money that you're using? And so as soon as you start breaking open that kind of a conversation, most entrepreneurs and business owners start to get tongue-tied. And it's not their fault. It's just that if you don't know what you don't know. And so it's pretty easy for me with 20 years of experience, having worked with thousands of businesses and thousands of transactions, to be able to just simply say, look, it doesn't pay to be technically correct. You have to be practically correct. Well, Dylan, give me some actual steps on how do I make that happen. So if you think your business needs money, the first thing you should be trying to figure out without your accountant or your CFO or your controller or, people on your team that really know how to use spreadsheets, just do it for yourself. Take a piece of paper and say to yourself, okay, the amount of money that I need, how much money, so that should go on the piece of paper. How much money do I think I need? And then what you should work out on the piece of paper is the price of my product or my service. So let's say you sell a $100 widget, or you offer a $100 service, or $1,000. This is just math. But let's assume that I earn $1,000 gross from every sale that I make. And then if I back out all of my costs, I end up with $100. So on $1,000 gross revenue, I make $100, 10% net revenue. Okay, well, how many of those sales do I have to make in order to pay off that capital? And even though that seems really, really simple, I can tell you that in 20 years of listening to business owners and entrepreneurs tell me how much capital they need, nobody, not one, has ever come to me and shown me that calculation. Honestly. Because most business owners and entrepreneurs, I think, just simply think of the gross effect. They just think of, well, if I had $100,000 or I had $1 million or some investor gave me a couple million bucks, I could just keep paying my expenses and make it to whatever milestone I think I'm trying to make it to, versus actually sitting down and doing the math. It's one thing to say you need some money without knowing how you're going to pay it back. It's another thing to say you need some money knowing exactly how you're going to pay it back. And that makes a difference, because in that exercise, what you inevitably discover, and what I help entrepreneurs and business owners discover, is that the amount of money that you needed is actually overstated. And your ability to repay it is often understated. So what do you end up with? What you end up with is a business that just simply has to move around a few of the variables, let time play out, and it turns out that they don't need that particular money that they thought they needed. What I should say in this, though, is that most entrepreneurs put their hand in the air when there's a problem in their business and say they need money. So all things being equal, when there's an emergency, then they say they need money, and then all of my comments come into play. They don't know how to pay it back. They oftentimes don't know their net margin. They don't really have a plan for taking the big elephant number and breaking it down into bite sizes that they can digest. And so usually someone can be technically right but practically wrong when they're in a state of emergency, because they're not thinking through the practical implications of their decision. They're just thinking technically, I have bills to pay at the end of the month, so technically I need this money, instead of stepping back and figuring out, but now practically, how do I take advantage of this moment that I'm having? Conversely, when a business, when all things are good and there is no emergency, a business owner can do the same thing. They can say, look, we want to take an investment into our business. We want to sell a piece of our business so that we can grow, because our margins don't provide us enough cash flow to get to where we're going. So again, you can still be technically correct in that you can do all of the math perfectly, but then practically, there might be some things that you're missing. And so the point of this is not to make you question what you think your needs are, but rather just to challenge you to think through them, to say, okay, this whole thing about being technically right but practically wrong, how does that fit my situation right now? Dylan says that money's never the answer, because I honestly believe that. I have yet to see in 20 years that money is actually the answer. Usually money just facilitates an answer or helps someone get from here to there. But it's the practical work of understanding what is our plan. How do we either create more sales? How do we create more margin? How do we create different products that leverage our customer base? There are a whole bunch of other variables that have to be worked on or pulled and pushed in certain directions before you can go and get the money. If you take the money without doing the practical work, then all you've done, in my opinion, is just kick the can down the road, and you're just going to be in the same place again in the future. So if you're an entrepreneur or if you're a business owner and something that I said today resonates with you in terms of, oh, wow, that's me. I just think I need money. But have I really thought through the exercise of what's it going to take to repay this? What does my business need to look like? What are some of the changes that I need to make? If some of that resonated with you and you want to talk about it, reach out to me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on email. You can jump on Emily now just to sort of see what options you might have available. But before you pull the trigger, let's make sure we have a conversation. So That's all I got for you today. I was just dealing with somebody over the weekend, and I've chatted with them multiple times, and they just won't get to the point of acknowledging that they don't have a plan. All they're doing is thinking that money's going to fill the hole, but they're not really. They don't know enough about their business yet, from a mathematics perspective, or even just a simple sheet of paper, to understand how they're going to repay that money, or put that money, instead of just repaying it, how do they actually get a return off of it if they're going to be paying a rate of interest for it? So I would encourage you to maybe do the same thing. If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner and you feel like you're having a crisis and you just need some money and you think money is going to be the fix, I would challenge you to rethink that and recognize that often money just facilitates the fix, but oftentimes it isn't the fix itself.